start Shir number 12, Shir Yudbeis. Here we go. The truth is, I feel bad. It was a little bit achzariistic of me, a little cruel of me, to leave you guys off with Akasha yesterday and not give a teretz. The Netziv.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. The Netziv knocked on Reb Chaim's door once in the middle of the night. The Netziv was Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, and Reb Chaim was a young Maggid Shir. He was going to be future Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, and he knocked on his door. It was the middle of the night. So the Reb Chaim wakes up in the middle of the night, and he comes to the door to see who's there in the middle of the night, and he sees it's the Netziv. So the Netziv says, the Netziv says, "No, Chaim, did you have an answer to our Akasha yet?" So he says, "No, I don't." He's like, "I have an answer." He's like, "One second, let me say Berachas Tera, let me watch Negavas, I don't know the versions of the story. I think it was Berachas Tera. Let me say Berachas Tera." He's like, "Oh, Gevalt, what? How did you went to sleep? We had Akasha, how could you go to sleep?" So I feel very bad. I tortured you guys. I didn't let you sleep last night. I had a kasha. We left over the kasha of the Ran.
Lost a lot of sleep.
And the Ran. Okay, look.
20 beers of melatonin. I actually did by mistake.
Yeah. So look, the thought process was that somebody would have a gilui in the middle of the night, a gilui of Minas Shemayim, to have the teretz. Whatever the idea is, but the bottom line is we need a teretz for the Ran. We have a kasha on the Ran. The Ran says that if a person does bidika, so then midoraisa it works, and there's no aveira. Even if you find chametz afterwards, no aveira. Unbelievable chiddush of the Ran. Comes the Tosvos, and they disagree. They say Rashi is only saying a vart of bidika derabbanon. He's not saying a part of Bidika Doraisa. Why did the Tosfos disagree with the Ran? Why not say the Ran? The Ran is such a nice idea. You know why? Because Tosfos says that if you do Bidika and you find Chametz, you know what's going to happen? You're over in Aveira. You get an Aveira. And since you get an... And by the way, that's not necessarily Mefurish in our Tosfos, but it's Mefurish in Tosfos later on. Tosfos Arash on Davav HaMebeis. It's Mefurish in Tosfos Arash on Davav HaMebeis. That when the Gemara says, Shemi Yimtze Gluski Yafeh, Bidaito Allah, Rashi tells us, the problem is only in the interim moments before you burn it. Tos Rosh says, it's Nizgalo and Mafreya that you're over in Aveira the whole time. Mamish against the Ran, against the Rashi. They hold that this is wrong. If you do Bidika, it's not good enough. You Lamaisa found Chametz, you're over in Aveira. So what's Pshat in the Ran? It's a bomb kasha on the Ran. Taisva says, Elamai Ran. You must be that you're wrong. Ran says, no, it must be that I'm right. How do I know I'm right? Because if I was wrong, then Bidika wouldn't be an option. So Zaktosis, you're right. You're wrong, and Bidika is not an option. Simple as that. So what's Pshat in the Ran? How could the Ran come along and say, no, Bidika is an option. It has to be. Why? Who said? Why? What's the Pshat? So this is a question that the Achrayim struggle with. And I'm going to tell you a mahalach that many achronim say, and it's a very interesting thing. And I'm sharing this with you because you should take this as a lesson for all of your limud ha-Torah. Many achronim say, avart to answer this kasha. What do they say? They say like this. They say, no. You know what pshat in the Ran is? The Ran says that you do bidika, and bidika is a dindoraisa that gets rid of bali rabbi yamatze. So how does it work? I found chametz. Teretz is because I did bidika, so now I'm not over. But you found chametz. No, because you did bidika, so there's a din that you did that when you did bidika, so you're not over. That's the teretz. You hear the teretz?
No.
This is the teretz that some achronim give. That what's the vart in the Ran? The vart in the Ran is that there's a din bidika. That's the chiddush of chametz. That's the chiddush of Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. That there's a din bidika, and because you did a din bidika, so now there's no aveira. That's the teretz. So why am I bringing this up? Because first of all, it's a classic mahalach amongst some of the achrayim, right? So you should know it. it's not good to be Amaretz with some of the raid. You'll talk maybe to somebody else out there who's learning Psachim, and they'll tell you this over from some of the Achronim, and you don't want to sound like total ignoramus. So therefore, you'll know this. But then you'll turn around back to the guy and say, what in the world is that supposed to mean? There's a din, bedika, that therefore you're not over. But that kufa is the kasha. That's mamish the kasha. Why? Why is it so that because I did bedika, I'm not over? Lamaisa, I found chametz. So you tell me, it's a din bedika. What does that mean? What does that mean? So let's give a little bit of avana behind this concept. It could very well be that that's the beginning of the teretz. But l'chayra, you can't stop there. We don't understand. We don't know what that is. A din bedika. What does that mean? What's the pshat? So whenever we're learning, we have to make sure. Somebody tells you, is a din. It's not good enough. Understand it. What's the din? Let's understand what it is. So this is the mahalach that we're going to say today. Is the mahalach from Sefer HaRei Kedem and Chelek Beis Simen Aleph. He says over this kasha, the kasha of the Or Gadol on the Ran, which we quoted. The Or Gadol is in the Mishnayis. He leaves off Tzarachin on the Ran. We spoke about it yesterday. And he gives a mahalach, such a beautiful mahalach, al pi the Rambam. Let's explain it. Okay? The Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, it's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, very famous Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam says a chiddush. What's the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that if a person has chametz on Pesach, he is not going to get Malkus. Why is he not going to get Malkus? What's the pshat? Because he didn't do a Maisa. But let's say he does a Maisa, the Rambam says. For example, he makes chametz, or for example, he buys chametz, the Rambam says, then he will get Malkus for Bali Ram Bali Matze. But if he just had it from before Pesach and he didn't get rid of it, even though he's over Shnei Lavim, he doesn't get Malkus, he didn't do a Maisa. Zok the Rambam, Bali Rav Bali Matzah is no Malkus. Why? Because no, he didn't do a Maisa. Just having it in your house. But if you do a Maisa to have it in your house, you go buy it, then you do get Malkus, which makes a lot of sense. When you do a Maisa to be over the Lav, so it makes sense. It's Shayach to Malkus, right? Fine. That Rambam, it's a Gishmaka insight into the Lav of Bali Rav Bali Matzah. Why? Because normally we think of Bali Rav Bali Matzah that you didn't do any Maisa. The Rambam gives us a beautiful scenario, an example, I guess, or maybe even an exception, where you would get Malkus for Bali Rav Bali Matzah. Very interesting. So now, the problem begins when you compare this Rambam to what the Rambam writes in Hilchis Geneva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, of Hilchis Geneva. The Rambam talks about the din of Mishkalos Chaseros. A person has a Mishkal in his house, a weight in his house, which is not an accurate weight. Right, the way they used to sell stuff back in the day, you have like this balance contraption, and they would have, let's say, some sort of metal, piece of metal that it says on it 1 kilo. Right, in Israel everything is kilo. It says on it 1 kilo. So you put it on one side, and then you fill up the other side till the two sides balance out. Fill up the other side, let's say, with sugar. So now it gets balanced. So now you know that this is 1 kilo of sugar. Pour it into a bag. Sell the guy 1 kilo of sugar for 5 shekel. Great. What happens if a guy buys this metal weight and he rubs it out? He rubs off a thin layer of the metal. And now it only weighs, instead of 1 kilo, it weighs 0.9 kilo. So he's going to put it on the scale. And instead of being 1 kilo of sugar that he's charging 5 shekel for, it's only 0.9 kilo of sugar that he's charging 5 shekel for. He's being Meram of the Brios. It's Osir Doraisa to do that. Zok the Rambam. Not only is it Osir Doraisa to do that, but it's even Osir Doraisa to have this weight in your possession. It's Osir Doraisa to have it in your store, in your home, The lashon is kol mi shemashe beveisoy. Mashe beveisoy sounds like the exact same issue as being mashe chametz bePesach bali rabali matzei. And therefore, zok the Rambam.
What's the halacha?
No malchus. Why? Because it's just sitting in my house. I didn't do a ma'isa. What would you say? Let's say I went ahead and I bought this piece of metal, or I did a physical action and I made it to be less than a kilo. What would you say? Should you get malchus? I'll pee the Rambam and chametz. What would I say? I would say you get malchus. But the Rambam should have told us that. And he doesn't. He doesn't say you get malchus. Not only that, listen to this. You have to know how to learn a Rambam. You have to be medayik every single letter, every single word. The Rambam tells you, over here in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, I'm going to read the words. Listen to this. The Rambam says, Kol mi shemashe beveisai o bechanusu mida chaser o mishkol chaser oiver beloisasei shnema liyeh lecha kischa bekischa begoimer. He's over at loisasei. Now when it comes to the Malkus, the Rambam says, Ve'ein loikin alav zeh sheherei ein boi maisa. The Rambam says, you don't get Malkus for this lav. Why? Because there is no maisa in this lav. The Rambam doesn't say you didn't do a ma'isa. The Rambam says there is no ma'isa. The Rambam says that you don't get malchus for this lav. If he tells you explicitly you don't get malchus for this lav, you know what that means?
It's an exception.
That means you don't get malchus for this lav. And even if you go into a store and you buy this piece of metal that doesn't weigh a full kilo, or you do an action and you rub it out, you still won't get malchus. You know why? Because what does the Rambam say? You don't get malchus for this lav.
Why not?
That's what the Rambam says. You didn't do a ma'isa. He doesn't just say you didn't do a ma'isa. He says there is no ma'isa in this lav. In this lav, there is no ma'isa. Not just you didn't do a ma'isa, there is no ma'isa. Zok shragi, a bomb. The obvious kasha, which is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha and Mitzvah Reish Nunches. And it's also the Ar Samech's kasha right here in Hilchos Geneva. And the Eben Ezel's kasha also right here in Hilchos Geneva. And more Achranim too. They all ask this kasha. And also Malkiel's kasha. Mechavim. Unbelievable. The kasha is obvious. Why in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah does the Rambam say that if you do the Ma'isa, you're over it, you get Malkus. But over here, Nechos Meshkalos, the Rambam seems to be clear that even if you do a Maisa, you will not get Malkus. By the way, I'll take it further, just to prove the point. In Hochis, I don't need to prove the point because it's already clear from the Diukim that I showed you just now. In the Rambam. But I'll take it even further. There's a halacha in the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yud Tes. The Rambam goes through the list. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that great? A list of all the Averis that have Malkus. Guess if Bali Rabbi Yimate is on the list.
No.
It is. Number Tzadi Tes, number 99. Says Mekayim Chometz Pesach Beshuzak Gon Shechimei Tita Isasai. The guy made it Chometz. He's over. Bal Yerabani Matei. He gets Malkus. It says right after eating Chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatos. Right after eating Tarovas Chometz on Pesach. These are things he gets Malkus for. Okay. Does the Rambam say you get Malkus for having Mishkalos Chaseros in your possession? In this list, is it in the list? No. It's not on the list.
Okay? You can't answer the question.
Right? It's klar. You do not get malchus. So there's a stira. What's the pshat? It's difficult. We're going to speak it out. What's the pshat? Before we speak it out, let's just bring up another Rambam, which is the stepping stone to appreciate the Teretz. A stepping stone. The Rambam Hilchos Chagiga Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. It's the first Halacha Nuchas Chagiga talks about a halacha. If a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Har Bayis on one of the regalim, the halacha is he needs to bring a karbon. And if he doesn't, he's over the Lo Saseh of Lo Yero Panai Rekam. Does he get Malkus? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, no Malkus. Why not? Lav Shem Bo Maisa. He didn't do a Maisa, he's not getting Malkus. That's what the Rambam says. So now, the question is, Shagat Sariya's question in Siman Lamed Beis, and other Achronim's question, many Achronim's question, if I go into the Beis HaMikdash, didn't I just walk in? Didn't I just do a Maisa? I walked into the Har Bayis. I did a Maisa. So I did a Maisa. If I did a Maisa when I showed up empty-handed, so I did a Maisa, I should get Malkus. What are you saying, Yudah Moshe? You have a tarot?
It has to be a Shinoi. Like, what do you mean? Physical change?
Maybe that's a physical? No. Maisa means a physical action. Right? If I buy chametz, I'm not doing a shim. So why shouldn't you get Malkus? It's a bomb kasha. Shagas Aryeh is kasha. Many achronim is kasha. Shagas Aryeh and others and our very own Dursh Divrei Shalom over here says, right? Beautiful teretz to that cut. The teretz is when we look at the question of Lav Shem Bo Maisa, of whether or not there's Malkus, we need to make sure that we understand what is the Lav? What is the Avera? Is the Avera showing up, doing the action of going on to the Har Habayis without a carbon? Is that the Avera? No, that's not the Avera. Zakt, these Achroinim. The Avera is the presence without a carbon, the lack of a carbon, that's the Avera. A lack of a carbon is not a Maisa. It's true, I walked on. But the walking on is not the Avera. The Avera is the lacking of a carbon. That's the Avera. There's no Maisa that you can do, which is a Maisa of lacking. There's more to discuss on this topic. But first, let's take this and move into our sugya again. In order to appreciate the stira, in order to understand and answer the stira in the Rambam, we need to be able to understand what is the aveira of Mishkalis and what's the aveira of Bali Rabbali Matzei. Yes, at face value, it seems that they're exactly the same. And that's why at face value, we have a stira. But the pshat is that they're not the same. Now we see that you have to analyze each Avera and see, what is the Avera? In Mishkalos, the Avera is Lo Yiyeh Lecha. Don't have this Mishkal in your house. That's something which the Rambam defines for us. The essence of the Lav is a Lav Shem Bo Maisa. It's just simply having it in your house. The acquisition is not a Maisa to be over the Avera. It's having it in your house that's the Avera. How did it end up in my house? Whatever it is. It doesn't make a difference. It's not part of the Avera. It's not, it can't be viewed as a Maisa in the Avera. It's not part of the Maisa. I'll give you an example. Right? Somebody, so I can't think of an exact example right now, but let's try to bring a dugma just to understand the concept, right? A mezuzah on my house, yeah? So it's a mitzvah, I have a mezuzah on my house. Is going to buy the mezuzah the Maisa mitzvah? No, it's not a Maisa mitzvah. There's parts of different things. There's the Maisa, and then there's what is the essence of the thing itself. In Mishkalos, the Avera is that the essence of the Avera is having it in my possession. That's the essence of the Avera. The acquisition, the creation, whatever it is, it may be a medium in order to end up with the end result, but it's not part of the Avera at all. And therefore, that Maisa is not considered a Maisa Avera. When it comes to Bali Rabbali Matzei, the Rambam tells us that if you make the chametz, if you buy the chametz, so that's a Maisa Avera, and you get Malkus. right? That Maisa Aveira, you get Malkus, that means that the Aveira is not just simply having it in your possession. That's not the Aveira. It's different than Mishkalis. And I'll share with you the Rambam that he tells too. That Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, how does he refer to the lav of Bali Rabba Limatze? How does he refer to it? Listen to this word. It's in number 99, number Tari Tes, Perik Yotes. The Rambam says, Hamekayim Chometz BaPesach Bershusoy. Somebody who is Mekayim, he maintains Chometz on Pesach in his Rishus. Kegoin, for example, Shechimetz Yisosoy. That he made his dough Chometz. Zuck the Rambam. The lav of Bali Rabba Limatze. Today, I hold on to this for literally a few seconds. Let me find you a tissue. Okay? Listen to the part. Yeah? The lav of Bali Rabba Limatze. You hear what it is? The lav of Bali Rabba Limatze is not simply having it in your possession. That's not the lav. In Mishkolet, that's the lav. But the Rambam holds that Bali Rabba Limatze, the vart of the lav is not just simply having it in your possession, but rather maintaining it. Doing something could be included in maintaining it. Whatever you want to, let's say you make chametz, you acquire chametz, any echatimtza, it's all part of this concept of being mekayim chametz birshusai. It's possible to be over it without any maisa, just leaving it in your house from before Pesach. But it's also possible to do a maisa. Just simply having it in your house, in your possession, that's not the aveira. The aveira is maintaining it. That's the Aveira.
It's maintaining.
Maintaining means sometimes it could be an active thing that I do. If I'm doing an action to get the chametz in my house, then that will be a means of having it.
So you're not over by your, if you don't maintain it?
Right, let's say, very good, let's get to this next point. Right? Zuck Joseph, right? So now, coming back to the Ran says, if you do a bedika, you're not oiver. What's the pshat, Daniel? If you do a bedika, you're not oiver. What's the pshat? According to what we just explained, the pshat is beautiful. Why am I not oiver? Because the aver bali rabba limatze is not simply the presence of chametz in my home. That's not the avera. What's the avera? The maintaining chametz in my home, being mekayim chametz, me doing my part. Sometimes it's passive, sometimes it's active, but me doing my part to have chametz in my home over Pesach, that's the Aveira. So if I went ahead and I did a bedika to get rid of chametz, I did everything that the Torah commanded me to do in order to get rid of chametz, you know why I'm not over? I'm not over Bali Rabba Limatze. You know why I'm not over? Because I'm not being mekayim chametz in my home. I'm doing the opposite. I'm not doing something that's maintaining chametz. I'm trying to get rid of chametz. How far do I have to go in order to go and get rid of the chametz? In order that I'm not considered to be mekayim chametz? The Torah says, check a room where there's makom shuragel b'chametz, and you don't need to check a room where it's emachnizu b'chametz. Right? But once you do your check, you are not over bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Okay, Daniel, you hear the word? Say it. Don't hold you more. Yeah? Unbelievable insight, the Ran says. And it's that's what he means. When it could be that some of these achroinim, maybe the amkus of what they meant when they said that there's a... But chametz is different because it's a din bedika without any hezber. What does that mean? Right? That's why the Argot left off Tzarachim, because it made no sense. But I'll pee this vart from Nari Kedem. What does that mean that there's a din bedika? What it means is that the nature of the aveira of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is that if you do something to get rid of the chametz, then you don't get the aveira, because it's not called being mekayim chametz. You're doing the opposite. And let's just finish off with one interesting insight in the Shas Tshuvas Chemda Shlomo. He quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Miliso, who is the author of the Nesivus HaMishpat and Makar Chaim and Achos Pesach and many, many others. Farm the Nesivus, one of the Gedolei Achronim. So there's a letter from the Nesivus. It's in Chemda Shlomo, Shas Tshuvas Chemda Shlomo Simon Beis, where he talks about a shiloh where a person wanted to sell his chametz, He went through all of the effort and he did everything he could. And at the end of the day, there was some sort of technicality that made the sale not actually go through, unbeknownst to him. Something on the side of the guy, whatever it is, if the sale, let's say, didn't end up going through. If I remember correctly, I think this is what he talks about. So what's the halacha? Was the guy, he had chametz in his possession, which the sale didn't actually go through. He didn't get rid of it. He had it in his possession and he owned it. Is your Bali Rabbi Limatze?
Rahmana Liba boy.
And therefore, don't put on tefillin today because you won. No, it doesn't work like that. Chaz v'shalom, chaz v'shalom. Let's explain. Yeah? Let's explain. What? We first have to be masbir that the word of Bedikas Chametz, the word of Bali Rabbi Limatze, is that I'm not being Mekayim in my home. If I'm doing whatever I can to get rid of it, it's not Bali Rabbi Limatze. Now, it could be that by the case of the sale, it could be a little bit different. He also comes at it from a different angle, mitzat bittel, and it could be that you need bittel in this case, that it wouldn't necessarily have a status of bedika beseder. But my point is simply, it's a very interesting shaila to discuss, because also bidiyeved, if you're over by the rabbi limata on that chametz, you know what happens? All of that chametz is aser bidiyeved. Even after Pesach. All of the chametz.
The schnapps.
Even in everything. That's right, the $100,000 collection. Usher! Right? Yeah? So this is incredible insight. The pshat in the Ran, that Bedika works Doraisa, the pshat is that he views the Aveira of Bal Yor Bal Yimotze like this Rambam, that it's Mekayim, which means that Tosis and the Tosis are Rush, who are arguing on the Ran, arguing on this Rashi, and they say there is an Aveir B'dievet. How do they view Bali Rabba Yimate? They learn Bali Rabba Yimate is what, Joseph? The simply having it in your possession. Just like Mishkalis. Having it in your possession is the Aveira. And therefore, even if I did Bedika, I tried to get rid of it, I did what I can, still over. That's the var. Okay. Question. Yeah.
So what is it about maintaining it that leads to... what is it about hesitating that means you're maintaining it?
Hesitating?
Yeah.
What?
Having das on it.
Oh, that because that's what I'm doing. I'm not getting rid of it. I see chametz in front of me, and I'm not getting rid of it. I should be getting rid of it immediately, but I'm not. Right? That's called maintaining. That's similar to somebody who had chametz before Pesach, and he didn't get rid of it. What are you doing not getting rid of it? That's passively... being over, but you could also be over actively. Yeah.
I thought the Rambam says that the only way you're over Malkus is if you do Maisa, but you're over Bali Rabbi Matzah.
Correct. You have. That's exactly my point. You could be over passively, you could be over actively. But the definition of the Lav, the essence of the Lav, is not a Lav saying Bo Maisa. It could be done without a Maisa, but it could be done with a Maisa. The essence of the lav is maintaining chametz. Now, let's say I have chametz in my possession before Pesach. I have chametz in my possession, and I don't get rid of it. So, the fact that I didn't get rid of it, that's a way of maintaining the chametz that I have. Yeah. Right? But is it an active way? Did I do a maisa? No. It's sure. A passive way. So that would be an example where there's no malchus, like you're talking about.
Oh, you're over by
your over by 100%. 100%.
So post Bedika, you should be over Bali Rabbi Matzah, even though you don't get Malkos. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
After Bedika, you should still be over Bali Rabbi Matzah.
No.
You shouldn't get Malkos until afterwards.
No.
Why?
Because the Bedika that I did is the opposite of Mekayim. Mekayim means that this is what I'm maintaining it. I'm trying to have chametz in my home over Pesach. Now, sometimes I can try to have chametz by not doing anything. You know, like, I'll give you an example, right? Sometimes, this is something which Mashkiach probably talks about every now and then. And it's very important, you start for life. People sometimes get in a fight with each other. One person does something not nice to the other person, right? Let's say they insult them, whether it was intentionally or accidentally, irrelevant. But now, there's ill will between these two parties, okay? There's two ways that they can punish the other party. One way is to actively go in and take everything in his closet and dump it on the floor. that's a gishmaka revenge, you know? Really gishmak. Or maybe the guy, he'll just take one of the plates from today's lunch and smear it all over the guy's pillow and sheets. What a gishmaka revenge, right? That's one way. That's a maisa, right? Then there's another way. What does he do? He just totally ignores him. The other guy doesn't exist.
That's even worse.
Could be it's even worse, right? There's no maisa. I didn't know. What? You come over to the guy. He's like, buddy, you're really hurting me. What? Me? I didn't do anything. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I said something not nice to you. I hurt you. I smeared today's lunch, tuna, all over your pillow. No. Nothing. You bum! What are you talking about? Nothing. You're ignoring him. You're punishing him by making believe he doesn't exist. You're being over the aver without a maisa. There's two ways to do it. There's late aimbow. There's doing it without a maisa. There's doing it with a maisa. There's two ways to do Bali Rabba Limatze. What is Bali Rabba Limatze? It's the presence of mind to have chametz. Now, how do I do that? I can do one of two ways. But let's say I go out of my way to be nice to the guy. I go out of my way to build the relationship. And it happens to me, it didn't work. So, am I punishing him? Am I doing anything wrong? No. I'm trying to do the right thing. Right? I'm trying to get rid of my chametz. I'm not being mekayim chametz, the lashon of the Rambam. I'm not being mekayim chametz. Happens to be, there was a place that I didn't check, because I didn't need to check. The Torah said, you don't need to check over there. Seder. There was chametz there. But was I mekayim that chametz? No, that's not called being mekayim that chametz. Right? You hear that part?
Well, nothing. It says mekayim by being over in Bali Rabbi Amata.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was saying mekayim by being over in Malkus.
The Malkus for Bali Rabbi Amata is, the Rambam writes, the terminology is HaMekayim Chometz B'Pesach. That's what
it is. But being over by Rabbi Yamatza, why does that have anything to do with Mekayim? Why can't you just have it?
Yeah. The Rambam is telling us the definition of the of that beer.
Without, Bayu Rabbi Yamatza without Malkus.
It says later on, even though...
That's called Mekayim, that's exactly the point.
That is Mekayim?
That, the essence of the Lav is Mekayim. That's the essence of the Lav. Sometimes you could do it with a Maisa, sometimes you could do it without a Maisa.
Maybe it says that you'll be over on it, even though you're not going to get Malkus.
100%! That's exactly what I just said. Sometimes you could be over on Bali Ra and Bali Mate with a Maisa. For example,
right.
If I make the Chametz, sometimes I could be over without a Maisa. For example, I don't get rid of it.
But once you do a Maisa to get rid of it, then all of a sudden you don't have a...
Yeah. Once I'm putting in the effort, I'm investing effort to get rid of it. So that means I'm the exact opposite. I'm the epitome of a non-Mekayim. I'm an anti-Mekayim.
Where does that come from? Where does that concept come from?
That's what it is. I mean,
the fact that you did a mice and now all of a sudden... The,
what do you mean now all of a sudden? The fact that I painted the wall white, now all of a sudden it's white? Yes, that's what happens when you
paint. No, I'm saying reality is you still have it in your house.
I don't care about the reality of having a mouse. It's exactly the point. The reality that you need to focus on is... The reality is, are you a Mekayim Chametz? Or are you anti-Chametz? That's the Shiloh. That's exactly the Chiddush of this shtickle. That's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam and the Ran and the Din Bedika that everyone's talking about. This is what the Ran means. What the Ran means is, when the Torah was Mechadish, that Bedika works, and there's no Aveira Bechlal, what's the idea behind that? Why is that so? Because you need to understand a new perspective of Bali Rabba Limatze. The Aveira Bali Rabba Limatze is not like everybody thought until now. Like Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh thought until now. The presence of Chametz in my house. That's not the Aveira. The Aveira is the Mikhayim of Chametz in my possession. That's the Aveira.
By not checking for Chametz, you're actively being Mikhayim.
I'm passively being Mikhayim.
Not with a Maisa. No, I'm saying the Mikhayim sounds like a positive thing.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. The Mekayim is
like a,
it could be that it's more of a mindset. I'm Mekayim, right?
But not checking itself sounds a little bit not, it sounds the opposite of Mekayim. No, just by not checking alone that you're going to call me that I'm Mekayim Mechametz.
Yeah. You have a mitzvah. You need to, it's like a rabbi. This is the verse. Yeah. by what's it called? By Bdikas Chametz, by Pesach is coming, right? And I have Chametz in my possession. If I don't get rid of it, that's called being Mekayim. 100%. Go ahead and get rid of it. Why are you not getting rid of it?
You want it.
Maintaining it.
And if someone puts Chametz into my Rishon, someone else puts Chametz.
Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know about it. Excellent Nafka Mina. That's a great nafkamina. Somebody else puts chametz in my rishos. Even on Pesach. This is very negah, actually. Very negah. People get deliveries, let's say, from Amazon or wherever, right? On Pesach. Maybe there's chametz inside. Do you have to check? How does it work? What's the halacha? According to this, if you don't know that there's chametz there, you don't have to, according to Rambam and Rashi. If you don't know, that's not called being Makayim. According to Tosis, Lachari, you're mechuyev to check, because if it is chametz, you're over.
Yeah, but by not checking, the same way we say that...
No, I would say that it's only considered Makayim if I already know that there's chametz and I don't get rid of it. But if I don't even know that there's chametz in the first place and I don't get rid of something that I don't even know is chametz in the first place, is that called Mekayim?
Why is it different?
I wouldn't necessarily call it Mekayim.
Why is it different than
the Makayim? Oh, so now the question would be, I guess, is there a likelihood... Is there a likelihood that has chametz? If I ordered food for my cat. Somebody has a cat? Dog? If I ordered food for my dog, right? So is there a likelihood that dog food usually has chametz? Most guys are not ordering Cheerios that should arrive on Pesach. Or let's say, cereal bars should arrive on Pesach. Most guys are not ordering that. But let's say a guy orders dog food, right? It's roi l'achilas kelev, clearly. Right? So therefore, yeah, so it had let, do how does it work? What's the likelihood of chametz in dog food? Say it, and it could be a totally unlikelihood. Masking.
It's not a kalvrado.
Okay, gavaldic. What it.